If you have your Bible tonight, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I want to begin reading tonight at verse 15. Verse 15. The Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some." But now watch this, verse 19. He said, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, kind of on the theme that we've already been running on this thought. I'm His, and I know it, and He knows me too. Amen. I'm His, and I know it, and He knows me too. I was talking to a fellow early this week, and part of last week, and he was talking about being a child of God and going to church and things like that. But mostly just talking about going to church. And I said, well, church is good, you go to church to get the Word of God so that the Spirit of God can touch you so you can become a child of God. Amen. I don't know about you tonight. There's nothing in this world I'd rather be than a child of God. And you say, well, preacher, what if you could be the President of the United States? I wouldn't want His job tonight. Amen. I'm content with what I've got. I'm content where I am. I'm just a child of God, called of my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm headed for a destination called heaven one day. Amen. I'm just a sojourner, Brother Lynn. I'm a passing through this old world of sorrow. I'm headed for a place. I'm headed for a city whose builder and maker's God. I'm headed for a place, praise God, that's plumb out of this world. I'm headed for a time and an event, praise the Lord, that's like nothing man humanity's ever seen in this world. I'm headed, praise God, to something so glorious that old John the Revelator couldn't even say. Paul got in a peak of glory. He got to look in there, praise God, and he said, whether out of body or in the body, he said, I can't tell. He said, praise God, it was things that wonderful. I can't even expound it. Amen. I want to say, we're going someday in a little while, youngins. We're headed for a place that's so spectacular, praise God. I can't even tell you how good it is. But praise the Lord, I want to say tonight, the best experience, the best day, the best life, praise God, you could ever have in this world won't even compare when we get over there. Amen. Praise God, we're going to have those glorified bodies like unto the Lord. Are we going to be able to shout and praise and give God glory like we've never praised and glorified Him before? Are we going to have a body that'll stand it? Brother Larry, it'll never get tired. It'll never get weary. It'll never wear out. Praise God. We can run and jump and shout and praise God. We can bow down with no glory, with no distractions for about 1,000 years. You try to do that here, and the old devil and his flesh will run through you. So many thoughts, he'll take your mind away. But I will say, glory be to God, when we get there, there'll be no distractions. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad these are people and a place that's planned where there'll be no distractions. There'll be some help. There'll be some hope. There'll be some comfort, praise God, like we've never seen before. But I want to say, beyond all that, there's going to be power there. It's already there. It's been there. It's going to be there. It'll stay there. It's the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection, sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and for you. And He said in John chapter 17, He said, Father, I would that they be with me where I am. Amen. What are you saying tonight, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying this, that Jesus is not going to be satisfied to me and you make it on the other side. Amen. Glory be to God. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father in anticipation of the day when the bride will be made complete. And He'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. Hey, good glory to God. And we're going to lose gravitation and go out of here, praise God. Amen. Amen. Anybody have any worries? Anybody worried tonight about anything? Sure we are. We worry and fret, don't we? Every day. Amen. We live life. And life is troublesome. Life is difficult. I mean, life sometimes is just hard. Am I the only one that knows that? But the Bible said there's coming a day, praise God, when all the hardship that we know in this world, praise God, it's going to be a thing of the past. Amen. I tell you, I got a hold of something a while back. It got a hold of me and I ain't got over it. Praise God, I ain't going to until I get into glory. Amen. When I think about times, hard times, I think about difficult days, praise God, and maybe it's a little more difficult than anything I've ever dealt with, I think, praise God, this is as bad as it'll get, because one day, glory be God, it's all going to be made better. Amen. Amen. Bible says there's a better day ahead for those that love the Lord and are looking for His appearing. Amen. I'm like Brother Larry, I'm looking for Jesus to come again. Amen. Praise God. Let Him come and get me. Take me to be with Him where He is. Amen. Well, what a day that's going to be. You say, when's that going to be? When Jesus comes. Amen. You say, well, preacher, He's tarrying. He's coming. Said He will come and will not tarry. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what about He's just not here. Well, amen. Glory be God. He's not going to tarry. When it comes time for Him to come, praise God, He's going to come. Amen, praise God. And I'm glad, glory to God, and I'm ready tonight. If He comes today, if He comes before I get done preaching, praise God, all that'll be left to me, glory to God, will be these glasses that help me to see, and this old metal that's in my body, praise God, to help me to move, amen. And praise God, I'm going to leave it behind. I'm going to be moving. I'm going to be seeing. I'm going to be acting just fine, praise God, when Jesus Christ Almighty comes to help me out of this old world, when He comes to take away the hindering effect of this old body in which we live in. Praise God, it'll be laid aside. Amen. But glory to God, I'm going to have a body like unto His. Amen. A glorified body. And glory to God, I'm going to be a shout and praise and jump and run and give God the praise all the days of my life.
Amen.
Amen. My eternal soul, amen, it's been geared up for heaven. I got my GPS of my soul, Brother Jeff. Now, Brother Jeff's got these maps on his truck. Tells him where he needs to go. Amen. In this world. To deliver those packages. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I've got a GPS down in my soul. Amen. Praise God. I've got something down in my soul, praise God, that's programmed me in the direction I need to go. Amen. I'm glad tonight, glory to God, that it keeps me headed in that right, in the right direction.
Amen.
Now, Paul's talking to Timothy here. 2 Timothy, he's telling Timothy before he goes out of here. Paul's heading home, amen. He's getting ready for the exodus. He's getting ready to go out. But he said, listen, there's some things that you need to know. He said, you need to study, show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, what you need to know, praise God, is you need to study so you know the truth. Amen. We're living day and hour. People don't want the truth. I've had some people here lately that's fell out on me because I told them the truth. Amen. They say that they want the truth, but they really don't. Amen. Amen. They say they want the truth, but they really don't want the truth because the truth kind of hits them where they live. See, when we're living outside contrary to the Word of God, when we're thinking and acting outside of the and contrary to the Word of God, praise God, the truth, but praise God, I'm glad the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Amen. It will make you free, praise God. He said you need to study, show thyself approved unto God. A workman. In other words, he said, Timothy, you'll have to put some effort into it. Amen. Listen, Christianity don't come easy. Hello? Did you hear what I said? Christianity don't come easy. Praise God, if you want to get in, you want the fullness of God, amen. He said, you got to get in and work for it. I mean, you got to look, you got to study, you got to seek that you might find, praise God. And you get to seek and you'll find, praise God, a God of heaven who loves you and promised to help you, amen. He'll lift you out of your mess, praise God. Put your feet upon a solid foundation. Give you a standing, praise God, and before the eyes of the holy God. I don't care what the world thinks. Amen. I care what God thinks. Amen. You say it don't matter? Yeah, it matters. I want people to see me as one of God's little children. Amen. I don't want them to see me as some heathen living like the devil, professing to be something that I ain't. Amen. Amen. If I'm going to tell them I love Jesus, praise God, I'm going to show forth the fruit of that. Amen. He thought I was going to say I was going to act like it. Praise God, I'm not an actor. Amen. I'm the real thing, praise God. I love Lord Jesus Christ. I thank Him for saving my soul. I thank Him for dying for me on the cross of Calvary, praise God, for shedding His blood for an old sinner like me. You say, preacher, I ain't an old sinner like you. I've always lived a good, perfect life. I've always tried to do what was right. Amen. I don't care how good you think you've been, praise God, you're still an old sinner in need of a Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad Jesus came to be that Savior for you and for me, praise God, that would take away the sins of the world. But He's going to teach us, just study, boy, to show you thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed. Amen. I don't want to be ashamed before God, do you? I don't want to be ashamed for man. I want to know what I believe. Amen. I don't want to be wishy-washy. I want to be able to stand for God, for the Word of God tonight, and I won't be able to stand for the Word of God tomorrow. I won't be able to stand for the Word of God on Friday and on Saturday and on Sunday. And praise God, I want to be able to stand for the Word of God on Monday. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I say, I want to be the same always. Amen. Because I know that I'm His tonight. I'm His and He's mine. Praise God. He knows me. Amen. Glory to God. And He said, but shun profane and vain babblings. Amen. He said, in other words, don't get caught up in just babbling conversation. Just common things. Praise God. He said, because you're serving an uncommon God, praise God. A God that's a special, a God that's unique, a God that's able, praise God, to manifest Himself in so many ways. Glory be to God. We'll have to like one of them. Amen. Have you ever tried to sit down and think about, meditate on what part of God you like the best? Amen. You'll try that sometime. That's exciting. There's so many good things about God. Amen. You think about your eyeballs tonight. God give you your eyeballs so that you can see. That's a gift of God. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know about all that. Praise God, He could have made you blind. He could have created man, people that could not see. Maybe we had went around by feel or by smell, praise God. But God Almighty was good enough to us. He loved us enough, praise God, that He made us with eyeballs in our head that we could see. Glory be to God. And one day He said, say, you know what? He said, I'm going to write my word in a book, praise God, and I'm going to give them that, and they can read that. Glory. And they can read that word, praise God, for themselves. And when they read that word and the Spirit of God moves upon their heart, praise God, they can see me. Amen. Glory to God. I like it when I read a book and I see Him, praise God, and then all His magnificence and all His glory, all His splendor, praise God, it's written out in front of me. Amen. I never despise this book. That's what He was telling Timothy. He said, never despise this book. Study to show thyself to prove. Rightly divide the word of truth. Not which should I. He said, but shun profane babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Amen. He said, we don't need no ungodliness. He said, we need more godliness. God-wordness. Amen. Praise God, you get that from the Word of God. It manifests itself in your heart, in your mind. Bless His holy name. He said, what happens if you don't? You get caught up in error. You take off in the wrong direction. Amen. I'm glad we've got a direction that's right, it's real, it's true. A direction that's sure tonight, amen. A direction that has a foundation in Christ Jesus, our Savior, praise God. And the Bible says, it teaches that's a sure foundation.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. We have that foundation so we don't get caught up in the error of these other folks. But in verse 19, He says this, now I'm getting to the message. He said, but nevertheless, amen, the foundation of God stands sure. He said, we know about this and we know how easy it is for the devil to sidetrack us. Amen? We know how easy it is for the devil to put wickedness and evilness upon us, praise God, and get our attention, take it away from the things of God. That's what he's doing. And the devil does his job well. He don't need no direction. He don't need no coaching. He don't need no help from anybody because he knows exactly what he's doing. But he hasn't changed his tactics. He's the same. Praise God. He's a wicked, vile thing. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's a demon of hell. Praise God. And we know that. But praise the Lord, I'm glad tonight that we know somebody tonight that's able to overcome the devil. Praise God. He knows where he lives. He knows how he acts. He knows how he reacts. And God's there to give him a fit in a child of God who'll commit himself unto the Lord and put up a resistance. Praise God. We're no match for the devil, but praise God, I'm glad tonight that Jesus is.
Amen.
Amen. He's already overcome the wicked one. Amen. Beat him on his own ground. Praise the Lord. Put him in his place. But he said, nevertheless, said, even when man's being dissuaded, even when men are being caught up in error, he says the foundation of God stand sure, having this seal. Now listen to what he says. He said, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Amen. Amen. He said, there's a seal, praise God, it's been set there. And that seal is this. The assurance that, praise God, that you and I are his. And we belong to him. And he's bought us with a price. He's paid the price. He's come unto us. He's touched in our hearts. Praise God, he's helped us to realize. And we're sinners in need of a Savior. And he saved us by his marvelous grace. Lifted us out of the pit, praise God. I want to say glory to God. I'm glad when he takes you up, praise God, he'll always bring you out. I'm glad we serve a God who don't dangle you over the wickedness of this world, praise God. But if we'll let him, you say, how do you let him? By submitting ourselves to God, putting up a resistance, amen, a glory be to his name, and overcome the devil.
Amen.
See, the devil's got the home field advantage. He's the prince and power of this present world that we live in. Amen. That's Bible. He's the prince and power of this present. Amen. We're no match for him. But God said if we'll just submit ourselves to God and said put up a resistance. What's happening in church today, there's no resistance. Amen. We give in too easy. We give up too easy. But praise God, I want to tell you, there's a whole lot to fight for. Amen. You look at these little ones of God, these little children, these teenagers of God in their church. Praise God, they're worth fighting for. They're worth standing for. They're worth praising God for. They need to see me and you and mama and daddy and mama and papa, praise God, lifting up the name of the Lord, giving him praise and honor and glory in the house of God one more time, lifting up the name of Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. God, I want to be found lifting up the name of Jesus. So when my little granddaughter looks at Papa, one day she'll say, hey, I remember my Papa. Amen. He said, hey, listen, we need to lift up the name of Jesus. Sometime maybe she'll get herself in a bind. She won't know what to do. But praise God, I hope she has enough sense. So I'm just going to do like my old Papa did. I'm just going to praise the name of the Lord. Lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. No matter where you are, what you're doing. Amen. He said, if we just lift up the name of Jesus. He said, and if I be lifted up. I don't know about you, that resonates in my soul. I can't get away from that. Amen. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. How many people got loved ones lost? Huh? How many got the ones that need to be saved? Those that's out on the cliff, the danger, headed down a highway of hell, just as fast as they can go, and they don't realize there's a bridge there. But praise God, we know that there's a God of heaven who loves them just as much as he loves us. And glory to God, he's there to put up a roadblock. He's there to put up a sign, whatever it takes, praise God, to get them to stop them from running off in that ravine of death. Praise God, that ravine of damnation, praise the Lord, there's a God of heaven, sir, to say, hold on a minute, you don't need to go this way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You say, preacher, do you believe God does that? I believe God does that every day.
Amen.
Amen. I've seen God lay hands on people and lay them flat on their back in the hospital bed to make them look up, they might see him. Amen. Get their attention, praise God. Amen. Get your attention, get you to look up. Get you see, praise God, where you was going, where you was headed, praise God. But he intervened in your life. Amen. I don't know how many times Brother X, he intervened in mine. I mean, I ain't perfect. I've never been perfect. I'll never be perfect as long as I live in this old flesh. This flesh ain't saved. This old flesh is a vile, wicked devil itself. Praise God, except for God. There's something lives down inside my soul, praise God. I submit it to God, and praise God, God takes care of it for me. Amen. He points me in the right direction, and I'm glad, Brother Charles, when I mess up, amen, he's an alarm beacon like an old trash truck, a backing up, praise God, goes off down in my soul, and God says, whoa, boy, hold it right there. Amen. Ever go off? Huh? Does yours ever go off? Amen. Praise God. Might near every day. You say, preacher, I wouldn't admit that. Amen. I know that's why God ain't helping you, praise God. I'm trying to tell you that if you'll realize that, praise God, God Almighty will put an alarm beacon so you don't get up, got caught up in the air of this world. We keep pressing on, praise God, because I know that Jesus belongs to me and I belong to Him. Amen. I'm His. He's mine. I know Him. He knows me. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He said, nevertheless, the man of the foundation of God stand ashore, having the seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His. He knows me. There's not a shadow of doubt in my mind that God knows who I am. Jesus knows who I am. Me and Him have a personal relationship. You say, well, preacher, Pastor Jeff, I don't have that. Well, then you're lost. Amen. You say, preacher, you're just trying to get me to doubt my salvation. No, I'm just trying to get you to know that you're saved. Amen. You're saved, praise God, when you know that the Lord, you and the Lord Jesus Christ have a personal relationship. Amen. Praise God. Because listen, hey, if I say that I love my wife and I don't ever have any communication with her, amen, hello, don't go getting quiet on me. If I say that I love her, me and her never communicate. Now, I know sometimes you have little disagreements. I was thinking what I could use a good word for fights. You have little disagreements where you don't always see eye to eye. Amen. Brother Rex said she usually comes around. Amen. Yeah, you're in church reason you said that. Amen. But I'm glad I've got a God. Praise God, knows exactly where I am. And whenever me and Him ever have a disagreement, brother, guess who's always wrong? Amen. Anytime I'm going in a direction, praise God, where that alarm beeper goes off, praise God, it ain't him that's out of line. It ain't him that's going in the wrong direction, praise God. It's me. Amen. I'm glad He checks me up. Brings me back to myself, like that old prodigal at the hog pit. Amen. Bible said he came to himself, praise God. He chunked his pail, jumped the rail, praise God, and realized he didn't have to go to hell. He was a God of heaven that loved him, that was there for him, that showed him the way, praise God, if he had just listened.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says that the Bible is so simple that even a little child can understand it. Amen. Now I get up and preach, and Mia's a pretty good little preacher. She gets up there, and she puts her baby dolls up there, and puts her stuffed animals, lines them up. And boy, she just preach up a storm to them. Amen. Granny showed me the picture of it, and I said, I looked at it and listened to that. Mia just watched me real intently. And then I looked over at her, and she said, well, Papa, I know I can't preach to people, but I can preach to my baby dolls and my animals. And boy, she is a giving them what for. Amen. She is a telling about the Lord Jesus and how He loved them. Amen. She is a telling about the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad it's a simple salvation. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why is it so hard? Praise God. Because we make it hard. Amen. No, we don't realize that I know Him and He knows me. Amen. You know Him. He knows you, praise God. And He knows exactly where you're at, knows exactly where you need to be. So we just need to listen to Him, be followers of Christ, praise God.
Amen.
Makes all the difference in the world when we follow the Lord. Amen. You say, how do you get there? By coming to the door. Amen. How do you get in? How do you get in this thing to start with? Come door. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 9, He said, I am the door. Amen. He said, you're going to get in this thing, praise God, you've got to come through the door. Amen. There's no other way. He said, anybody, if you come up any other way, he said, you do it as a thief and a robber. When I come to this church, when I come to this church house, praise God, I want to be able to open the door and come in. Amen. Wouldn't it be awful? Wouldn't it be awful, Brother Larry, if every time we come here, we had to get out there and force the screen off and jimmy the window open, push it up and bust the glass out so we could come in the house of God? Amen. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? The only way we is to force our way in. Amen. But Jesus said, I'm the door. Amen. He said, if you open unto me, see the knob's on the outside, on the inside. There's no knob on the outside. Thomas Kincaid painted that pretty good when he painted Jesus on the outside of knocking. Amen. With us on the inside. There's no knob on the outside, praise God. If we're going to have Jesus in the house, praise God, we got to open the door. We got to invite Him in, amen. Yeah. We got to have to come with a desire to fellowship with Him when we open the door, amen, that we might see Him in the power of His resurrection and know Him as He is, praise God. Amen. Amen. That the power of God begin to move upon our hearts, giving us that direction, amen. He said, I am the door. You say, preacher, how do you get to the door? How come we got a door? Love furnishes the door. Amen. Look over at John. John chapter 3. Very familiar passage. Look at verse 15. He said that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. How did we get that? How did we get that door that we can come through? He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He said, we got the door because God so loved us. Amen. Look at me just a second. Say this with me. For God so loved me. Amen. For God so loved me. That's how I got the door. The door was made available to me because God so loved, He loved me so much that He gave me a door. I didn't deserve a door. The door I deserved was the door into hell, praise God, where He kicked my soul off to burn and suffer. But praise God, He seemed fit to give me the door of Jesus Christ. I pray that I might open unto Him and He might come into me. Amen. Did you get what I said? What the Bible says? That He might come into us and sup with us. Amen. Come in to us. Praise God. Verse 17 says, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He said, how are you saved? By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, how are you condemned? How are you end up in hell? By not believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, this is the condemnation that light has come into the world. That light's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word, the truth and the light, praise God. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Amen. You know why they got... You know, have you ever noticed they have all these riots in these big cities and they always have them at night? Why is that? Now, if I'm going to protest something, I'm going to go out in the daytime where they can see me so that they know what I'm protesting about. Amen. You know why they're doing it? Because they're evil. Their deeds are evil. They do it at night. They wear masks. Amen. If you're doing something that's legit, why do you need to wear a mask? If I'm going to do legitimate business, if I've got a legitimate concern to tell somebody about, praise God, I'm going to go up and I want them to know who I am. I know what my concerns. I want them to know how I feel about it. Amen. But now you got this Antifa bunch. Amen? They're just a bunch of wicked devils. They're devils, amen. They don't care nothing for about God or godliness. Don't care about our nation or our people. Don't care nothing about the United States of America. And I say it again, this is still the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Praise God. I praise the Lord. It's still the greatest place to live, the greatest place to raise our children. We just need to get focused back on God, amen. One soul at a time, taking America back. Praise God. That these old wicked people might be saved by God's marvelous grace. Amen. He said, for their deeds are evil. So for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither come unto the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Amen. In other words, they're discovered. They found out. Amen. That's why they wear a mask. They don't want to be discovered. Don't want to be found out. Praise God. But the Bible says everything's open and revealed before God. But he that doth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said he gives us a door. He furnishes us a door in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Why do we need a door? So that God can take us to our destination. Amen. You know where you're going. Amen. Yeah, you know your destination. Amen. You know where you're going. You know where you're headed. Praise God. You know how you're going to get there. You're going to get there through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. There is no other way. Amen. Only way we'll get to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us a way. He gives us a path. He gives us a direction. In Matthew chapter 7, he said he gives us two paths. Amen. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Amen. You know what? That's the easy way. People always want to take the easy way out, don't they? I told you, sometimes it's difficult to be a Christian. It's not always going to be easy. But praise God, I'm glad that we have a God tonight that promised He'd get us all the way to the end of the way.
Amen.
Amen. Pray God. And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, many there be which go in thereat. But He says in verse 14, He says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. He said, narrow way. But you know why we can't find it? Because you can't find something if you ain't looking for it. Amen. If you ain't expecting to find it, if you ain't looking to find it, if you ain't putting forth effort to find it, you'll never find it. What's happening in the world, praise God, people are forsaken trying to find the right way. And they just go the way that people tell them to go. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a way that seemeth right, but there's a way that is right. And it's the way of God, amen. Two ways. Bible said there's a wrong way and there's a Jesus way. Amen. Praise God. That's it. There's a wrong way and there's a Jesus way. Praise God. Listen, youngins, just stay with the Lord. Amen. Stay with the Lord, praise God. It's just a little while longer and we'll be on the other side. Praise God. We'll be satisfied. Amen. Praise God. God knows where we're at. He said He was the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He's the way. Right? He's the way. He's the way to get to where we need. He's the way to get through every obstacle that we face in this life. Praise God. He's the truth. Praise God. He'll not be deceiving you. He'll tell you the truth. He'll be your truth. Amen. He'll be your life. He said He'd give us life everlasting. Life eternal, praise God, with Him. Amen. I wouldn't want to live forever here. Amen. You get old and decrepit and you start falling apart. Amen. Don't life we do? You're lifing with me, not at me. Amen. We get old, we fall apart. But praise God, He said there's a promise of an eternity, praise God, when we'll live perfect forever. I like to think of it like this, that Jesus died, He was 33 and a half years old. Could you, Brother Rex, you remember what He's like at 33 and a half years old? Praise God, when you grabbed something and growled, it moved. Amen. Now you look at it, it hurts you back. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad there's a God. He said He's the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God, He's that life that we need. Amen. Praise the Lord, I'm glad He's that door that we go through. Amen. I'm glad that we have a door to go through. Because the door, the door knows who goes through it. If this door had a mind, if this door had knowledge, if this door had eyes, praise God, He would know everybody that come through the door. Amen? He would know. He tells us in John chapter 10. Let me just show you something right quickly and I'm done. Now the Bible says in chapter 10 that Jesus said, I am the door. Amen? He said in verse 2, said, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his sheep, his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And then Jesus says in verse 7, he said, then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Amen? He said, I'm that door. He said, if you want to go in, if you want to get in, praise God, you got to come through the door. He said, I'll take you in now. And he said, you'll find pasture. You'll find those green places. He said, you'll find those good places in God. Amen. Bless his holy name. He said, I am, verse 9, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Shall go in and out and find pasture. And look at verse 14. He said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Amen. Praise God. I'm that now. I'm his. I'm his. I know it. I know that I'm his. Amen. And I know he knows me. Praise God. Because I'm one of his little sheep. He says in verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, that and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I like that, because if God's able to keep me in His hand, and He said, no man can pluck me out, and Jesus has been made the surety that no man can pluck me out. Amen. Praise God that through His blood, He's covered me. Amen. He's cleansed me. He's made me perfect. He's made me to be a participant in the family of God. I've been made an heir and a joint heir with Him. Praise God. I'm glad that I'm in the Father's hand, covered by the blood of the Son. Amen. I'm breathed upon by the Spirit of God. Amen. I think I've been pretty much made complete in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because of that door. I realize tonight that I am His and He's mine. I'm His and He knows me. Amen. Are you His tonight? You know Him and He knows you. Praise God. The door knows who comes in by. Amen. The Lord Jesus knows everyone. I'd hate to stand before Him one day. Amen. And He look at me and said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Amen. Why do we do it? We do it for Lord Jesus Christ to magnify His blessed name, thanking Him for all the magnificent things that He's already promised and done for us. Just lifting up name. We were created to worship God. Amen. Praise and to give Him all the praise and honor and glory that's due a thrice holy God. So He told Timothy, nevertheless, He said, even when things are going awry, He said, just stay in the book. Amen. Trust in a foundation that's sealed. He said, the Lord knowing them that are His. Praise God. He said, because of this, He said, let everyone that nameth the name of Jesus depart from iniquity. Amen. Any unrighteousness, anything that's not right, praise God, He said, just stay away from it. He said, because you don't need it. Why do you need it? When you got the very best that heaven had to offer in Christ Jesus. He said, I know who you are. I know who He is. I'm glad that He knows me, and I'm glad that I know Him. Amen. I'm His, and I know it. Amen. And He knows me too. Praise God. He knows exactly who I am every day of my life.